From Saigon, Channel 54 AM, 99.9 FM.
Time at the automatic tone, 0900.
Good morning, I'm Army Specialist Bruce Dodd with 5 minutes of news compiled from commercial and military news agencies. The people he led in war and peace as general and president are filing past the flag-draped coffin of Dwight David Eisenhower and hushed tribute. Washington National Cathedral was originally scheduled to remain open to the public for only 8 or 9 hours, but a church official says the doors will remain open as long as there is anyone wishing to pay last respects all night if necessary. Tomorrow, President Nixon will deliver a 5-minute eulogy as Mr. Eisenhower's body is placed in the Capitol Rotunda to lie in state. Lady Bird Johnson today visited with Mamie Eisenhower and described her as an inspiration to me and to the country. Mrs. Johnson says she conveyed to Mrs. Eisenhower her sorrow and that of her husband Lyndon at the loss of a longtime friend. The Johnsons will be among the dignitaries attending the Monday funeral services for Dwight D. Eisenhower. Former President Eisenhower's news secretary, James Haggerty, now a vice president of ABC, spoke of his former boss in Washington last night. Haggerty was asked about Eisenhower the politician.
As a politician, in getting what he wanted to get done, both domestically and to some extent internationally, I think he was a master. With both houses against him for 6 years, he got 83% of his legislation through.
Jim Haggerty also said General Eisenhower did not understand the day-to-day political maneuvering in Washington. Former Army General Willard Wyman, who served under Dwight Eisenhower in Normandy, died today in Walter Reed Hospital at age 71. Wyman saw duty in both World Wars and commanded an Army Corps in Korea. A U.N. Security Council debate on violations of the Arab-Israeli 1967 ceasefire moved into its third day today and ended in a stalemate. Afro-Asian members presented a proposal calling for condemnation of Israel. The U.S. is in favor of condemning all acts of violence on both sides. Inability to reach an agreement could produce an unfavorable climate for the four power talks, which will reportedly begin on Thursday. Tens of thousands of Nigerians turned out to greet British Prime Minister Wilson today. The Prime Minister toured war-ravaged areas of the bitterly divided country, said his visit was symbolic of British concern over the Nigerian civil war. Wilson has made no plans to visit rebel leaders in breakaway Biafra, but British sources say this possibility has not been ruled out completely. The Czechoslovak news agency reports that Warsaw Pact troops have begun joint war games in Czechoslovakia, Poland, and East Germany. Units representing 4 Red Bloc nations are said to be involved, though no actual numbers were mentioned. The report on the maneuvers comes 12 days after a brief summit of Warsaw Pact leaders in Budapest. The impending arrival of Ambassador Henry Cabot Lodge has prompted a specific request to the White House. Bill Gill reports on that.
A single request is reported to have been received here at the White House from Mamie Eisenhower. She asked that Ambassador Henry Cabot Lodge, chief U.S. Paris peace negotiator, be with her on Monday for the close of the Eisenhower state funeral. Lodge arrives here in Washington on Sunday at 5 p.m. He will return to Paris in time for the next round of peace talks next Thursday. Lodge persuaded Ike to run for president in 1952. He was a close political ally. This is Bill Gill at the White House.
A relative calm has settled over Prairie View A&M College in Prairie View, Texas. But early last night, it was a different story as some 20 to 50 students, most of them athletes, went on a 2-hour rampage, burning 3 campus buildings, damaging at least 2 others. The outburst was triggered by the fatal stabbing of a star football player during a dormitory argument. The assailant is still at large. Cardinal-designate John Dearden will issue precedent-setting charges tomorrow in centuries-old Catholic practices and attitudes in his Detroit archdiocese. The action amounts to a commitment to change. The changes, cutting across all areas of church concern, emphasize simplicity and plainness. On this generally anything but spring day in the United States, a low of 14 below was reported at Fargo, North Dakota, as a cold wave swept through the middle of the country heading south and east. Up to 3 inches of snow covered the ground in Kansas. Hailstones were 3 inches deep at Gainesville, Texas, and nearly 1 inch of rain fell in 25 minutes during the night at Valley View, Texas. I'm Army Specialist Bruce Dabb, and that's news compiled from commercial and military news agencies on March 30th, 1969.
A pleasant good morning. AFB and FM now begins another day of separate FM programming at 99.9 megahertz on your FM dial.